But Mick Wallace is on the line now to find a few winners up at Madgee. Mick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Simon. Good morning, everyone.
So a good four for Madgee. What's your weather like?
It's not too bad. Of course, we've had a lot of wind around the state the last couple of days. And, I expect the track to play pretty fair. They always, turn the track out in beautiful order there at Madgee. And we expect a big crowd being a Sunday today.
Righto, Mick. Well, the first race is due at 1:35. It's the Kelly's Irish Pub Maiden, which is over 1,400. The one scratching here is number 10, Snobby Shores. And with the tab fixed odds, number 11, Giovannina, is the $2.50 favourite. Over 9, Antarctic Ocean at $3. 1, Hara Main is at $5.50. 3, Trojan at $9. Next best is 5, Miss Fortuitous, 11. So the $2.50 favourite here is Giovannina.
I'm with the favourite in the first, Simon. Now, numbers 11, 5, 9 and 7, putting Giovannina on top. Was first up for 6 months when turning up at Dubbo last time. Finished third in the Fillies and Mares Maiden Plate behind Are You Dreaming. It wasn't the best to begin that day, but mustered speed quickly to race on pace and battled away and finished third. I thought it was a good effort. I think she'll strip a lot fitter today. She's got a good draw, and if she's from the right yard, Gaynor Williams puts the polish on this. A 3-year-old filly by Hinchinbrook. A 5, Miss Fortuitous, never on the track first up there at Nowra. It was 4 wide, no cover throughout. Finished 6 to Galaxial. I will no doubt strip fitter for that run. 9, Antarctic Ocean. I was on pace throughout when second to Bullet Storm at Nowra in a 1,400-metre maiden plate last time. Had a bad draw that particular afternoon. Gate 1 today is going to get all the favours. And 7, Polished Penny, came from last to finish midfield behind Nevada Sunrise at Bathurst last time. Stays at the 1,400 metres. Might be looking for further, but we'll be running on. 11, 5, 9 and 7.
So 11, 5, 9, 7 numbers there, race 1. Race number 2 is for the Woolpack Hotel and a maiden over 1,200 metres. The scratchings are 3, Greens Keeper, 10, Lady Tavista and 12, Taldura Miss. And with this market, Mick, 4 Bigger Than Thorn is the $2 favourite. Over 5, Sandstorm at $4. 1, Duchess of Windsor is at $4.60. 6, Santa Margarita is at $8.50. And then 8, Cometus at $11. So even money, $2 for your favourite here, Bigger Than Thorn.
I've marked them 5, 4, 8 and 1 going Sandstorm. A Snitzel Colt has only had the 2 starts. I think it was the intentions of Connections to race in the lead or be close to the pace there at the Dubbo last start, an 1,110-metre maiden. The blinkers went on. I was slow away, was checked shortly after the start. In the end, was only narrowly beaten by Moritai. I thought the effort was good. If it can step cleanly today and race on pace, it'll be hard to get past. 4, Bigger Than Thorn was third to Texas Forever on debut at Hawkesbury in a maiden over 1,000 metres. Gets out of the 1,200 metres today, which I think will really suit. 8, Cometus. Has promised to win one this preparation. Has had a let up since finishing fourth to John Joe's Comet on the home track there at Bathurst last start. That was back on the 29th of July over the 1,280 metres. A big horse, has a big loping action, needs a bit of room. One Duchess of Windsor is first up this afternoon and has only had the one first up run previously, and that was her first start in the race. She was unplaced that day, but she's had a couple of trials in preparation for today's assignment. Has an awkward draw to deal with, but some of her form around the provincials last preparation was quite solid. 5, 4, 8 and 1.
5, 4, 8 and 1 there in race number 2. Over to race 3, the Oriental Hotel Class 3 over 1,400. Scratchings here at 3, Funky Music, 4, Christo, 5, Titaness and 9, Narrow Neck Nelson. And with this market, 1, Rubino Veloce has been 280 into 225. 2, Star of O'Reilly, 390 into 310. 6, Stampede Warrior, 380 into 290. Next best would be 8, Colonial Rain, which is 19 into 13. So since scratchings have come out, most of them have all trimmed up here. Rubino Veloce for Greg Ryan and Gary Portelli, the current 225 favourite.
6, 1, 8, 2, the tips here going with Stampede Warrior on top, a real improving type. I was a bit sceptical when he bashed up a moderate field there at Canamble, won by 5.5 lengths. That was 2 starts back. But then at Musselbrook last time, when he beat Artistic License and Company in a Class 1 over 1,280 metres, I was convinced. Covered a little bit of ground that day, was held up for a run for much of the straight. When the gap presented, he really darted through. I think he can win again. We'll put him on top over one, Rabino Veloce. He's in very good form, shooting for a hat-trick of victories. Was beautifully ridden by Greg Ryan at Bathurst last time. Saved all the ground, got up along the fence with the 61 kilos on his back. It was a good effort. Not many horses out in this part of the world win three in a row. In fact, not many horses win three in a row anywhere. But look, he's in form. I don't want to knock him. 8 Colonial Rain, that was very good when second to Real Key at Forbes last start. Got back and hit the line strongly. And 2-star of O'Reilly from the Strong Buren Baker yard, had to be ridden by Jeff Penzer. This horse was midfield to Kembla Grange last start. Has that one run here at Mudgee previously for a win. That was back on the 7th of July when beating Enlightened Boy. 6, 1, 8, and 2.
So 6, 1, 8, and 2 there in the third race over to race 4, which is the Club Mudgee Benchmark 58. It's over a mile. Scratchings at 2 Grosvenor Bridge, 3 Old Man's Angel, and 4 Bullet Storm. And with the fixed odds here, 1 Ardanza is the outright favourite. It's been $5.50 into $5. 5 Some Nights, $6.50 into $5.50. We've got 6 The Scotsman, $6.50 to $7.50. 13 Outer Space has been $8.50 into $7. 11 Lucky Elixir, $8.50 into $8. And 9 Subway Surf has been $12 into $9. So $5.50 into $5. Ardanza, your favourite, but a wide open market, this one, Mick.
6, 9, 13, and 1, the tips here. I'm putting The Scotsman on top. I was a good winner at Narromine, 2 starts back. I won narrowly, defeating Heavenly Glory. And then last time Bathurst was on trial at the 2,000 metres. Blinkers came off. I was on pace early, was sitting about second or third out of the straight the first time. Got shuffled back to near last. In the end, picked himself up and ran on strongly to finish fourth behind Dragon's Shadow. He's only had 2 starts here on the home track at Mudgee for a win and a minor placing. I thought he might prove to be the testing material over 9, which is Subway Surfer. And this fellow should be ready to fire. He's had the couple of runs back from a spell. He was fifth at Coonabarabran and first up behind a Capitulate coming from well back. And then last time went around in a pretty strong race. Was sixth in the Narromine Cup, beaten just over 3 lengths by Mr. Dumont. Has a good draw, pretty adaptable type, can roll forward, it'll run well. 13 Out of Space, another one that's holding its form nicely. Been going around over the 2,000 metres in recent times. Has good form around the mile. And 1 Ardanza, the favourite. Just a bit disappointing at Hawkesbury last time, but is better than that. 6, 9, 13, and 1.
6, 9, 13, and 1 there, race 4. Race 5 is for the Federal Hotel and the Benchmark 58 over 1,200. Scratchings are 9 Are You Dreaming, 10 Queens, 11 Razor Drop, and 14 Eagle Works. And with this market, Mick, we've got 8 Twilight Sun, the $2.90 favourite. 6 Unimpeded's been $4.20 into $4. Then 4 Fustinado, $5.50 into $5. 2 Mr. Hugo Agogo is at $5.50. And then $11 for SCB, the $2.90 favourite, Twilight Sun.
4, 8, 2, and 1, the selection's going with Fustinado on top. She's putting together a good little record now. She's had 8 starts to 3 wins. And at 2 minor placings, I like these Bernardinis when they get a little bit older, they mature, and they usually really come into their own, you know, in their second, third preparations. And look, she was good enough there first up at Tamworth, considering she was off the scene for almost a year. And then they followed that up with a good win at Tamworth last start, defeating Autumn Ridge, who has since come out and won a couple of races. So, look, I think she'll be hard to beat. She's got a good draw. Kate Cowan's 2-kilo claim will help. 8 Twilight Sun has only had the 1 start for 1 win. Will be hard to beat. 2 Miss Hugo Gogo looks to get the right run here from gate number 1. Was third at Dubbo last time behind Folkestone. I thought it was a really good run. That was her first up effort. She's only been placed 1 of 5 second up, but is on the home track. And 1 SCB, you can't leave him out. He's been up for what seems to be a couple of years, but he always tries his hardest. Was second at Bathurst last time behind Williamson. Has only had the 3 starts at Mudgee for 1 placing, 4, 8, 2, and 1.
So 4, 8, 2, 1 there, race 5. Over to race 6. This afternoon's feature is the 4X Gold Mudgee Mug over 1,400 metres. Take out 5 Jarrett, 7 Cloak, and 11 Zootenant. Now at the market here, we've got a $4.20 favourite, and that's number 10, Bravissimo. It's been $4.40 to $4.20. Next best is 1 Sugar Dance, which has been $4.80 to $5. 2 Most Exalted and 8 Cowboys Kama are both at $6.50. And then Three Steamin' is $7. $10, your next one, I Am Awesome. So the $4.20 favourite, Bravissimo.
Looks to be a pretty competitive edition of the Mudgy Mug. My tips, 4, 10, 1 and 2, going with Artistic Beauty. She's a 7-year-old mare these days. She's had the 5 wins from 40 career starts. And she's had the 4 runs back from a spell. She hasn't been too far away. Warwick Farm, 2 starts back, finished 4th behind Watchdog. And, you know, was only beaten the length there. 4th at Wyong last time behind Beaufort Park in a benchmark 64 on a soft 6 surface. Comes back to a track where she always excels. She was formerly trained here at Mudgee. She had the 4 starts here at Mudgee for a win and 3 minor places. And she's got gate number 1. Hopefully she'll just get put to sleep back on the fence. She'll probably end up 3 pairs back. She could box seat if she can muster speed early. Either way, I think she'll be competitive. 10, Bravissimo is a horse that's going really well at the moment. This horse managed to win at Forbes. Last start defeating Hope Island was a really good run. That was his first run for 6 weeks, so I expect him to be improved off that effort. 1 Sugar Nance will be ridden from for speed. It's got the outside draw here, 61.5 kilos minus the 2 for Kate Cowan, and I'm sure he'll run well again. And the 2 Most Exalted showed promise when first up for 24 weeks at Musselbrook, finishing 6 behind a Handfast. And has won 2nd up in the past. 4, 10, 1 and 2.
So 4, 10, 1, 2 there and over to race 7, which is for the Paragon Hotel. And we'll close the card at 20 past 5 with a class 2 over 1,200. Scratchings are 1 Barbass, 4 Mr. Hustle, 5 Magic Town, 6 Eskimo Commander, 11 Axis, 14 Byzantium and 15 Red Raffle. It comes out as well. So the market we're left with here, Mick, 3 LEAs are the favourite, 360 into 280. 7 Lawn Meat is at $4. $5 then for number 2, Evict. 8 Moratai is $6. 9 Invincible Thunder at 10 Queens, both $8.50. The $2.80 favourite in race 7, number 3, Eliezer.
Selections here, 9, 3, 2 and 7. I found this a particularly tricky race. Going with Invincible Thunder, Cody Nestor trains. Now, this 5-year-old man looked like a world beater winning a trial at Wellington back on the 20th of May, has had 3 starts his preparation. Best of her recent runs was a win at Gilgandra last time in a pretty lowly benchmark 50 over the 1,100 metres. I don't normally like trusting the Gilgandra form, but look, I don't think she handled the track that well. When she eventually did balance up 200 metres from home, she leapt down appreciably. And look, just to the eye, she looked good that day. I thought she might be able to go on with the job here. 3, which is Eliezer. This horse has been going around against better opposition to Gosford and Randwick, his last couple. I should appreciate the drop back to country grade. I was 3 wide, no cover on speed at Randwick last time when beaten 4 lengths by Charlotte's Heart in a highway. 2 Evict is another one that will appreciate coming to Mudgee after doing much of his recent racing at the provincials. I was beaten less than 3 lengths at Hawkesbury last time when 10th behind defeat. Was responsible for a good placing at Kembla Grange, 3 starts back. And 7 Lawn Meat is another one that's always a chance in a race like this, should be running on. 9, 3, 2 and 7, Simon.
9, 3, 2, 7 in the last. And what did you make the best on Mudgee Mug Day, Mick?
Look, I'm hoping to strike early. Race 1, at number 11, at Giovannina. I think it can improve off its first up run when placed at Dubbo. And at race 2, number 5, Sandstorm. It was a little bit unlucky at Dubbo last time after missing the start.
Good on you, Mick. Thanks for your help and enjoy your afternoon.
Thanks, Simon.